This is Dairy Radio Now.
Curtis Bosma, Vice President of Producer Services with High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California. Curtis, the Agriculture Department sees a lot of milk ahead, according to last week's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. And perhaps the biggest eye-catcher was its estimate on U.S. corn production.
Yeah, looking at the report, I mean, I think there was an expectation that we were going to see corn yields moving higher, but not maybe to this extent. The 188.8 yield projection for the U.S. corn crop is quite staggering. USDA also added just over 2 million acres to the balance sheet for corn as well. So with that combination of yield and acreage, we should have the largest corn crop on record here out of the U.S. So obviously that's been putting a lot of weight on the corn futures and brought those to new contract lows for the new crop contracts.
More corn means more milk ahead. Let's take a look at the dairy supply and utilization report last week. That gives us a look at what demand looks like.
Yes, looking at the supply utilization report on the cheese side of things, overall usage up slightly. And again, on this one, you know, with all of the additional processing capacity specific to the class three kind of market there, it's nice to see that exports have been kind of picking up the slack there a little bit. So exports have been carrying their weight. Looking at here, total exports up year to date about almost 12%, whereas domestically we're up just barely past where we were last year at this time. So that has been kind of nice to keep that market in balance to a certain extent. And looking at butter, again, something similar where domestic demand has been carrying the weight. We've seen a lot of increased production there. I think a lot of that's due to what you see, you know, milk composition components are through the roof. Everybody's cranking out high component milk. And luckily, yeah, domestic demand has been able to kind of make up for some of that. So domestic demand here, you know, year to date up almost 5%. For the month of June was up 7%. So that keep that market in balance to a certain extent.
How about powder, Curtis?
Powders are a little bit of a different story. So both non-fat and dry whey have been struggling from a demand perspective. I mean, year to date, those two are down, you know, 5 to 8%. And again, we split that demand with both domestic usage and a lot more reliance on exports for those two products. And some of that export demand, I would say specifically for like the skim solids and non-fat dry milk, has kind of been displaced of, you know, our top customer from the export market being Mexico for that. And they've been the top importer of cheese. So as they import more cheese, they import less skim solids and non-fat. So it's been kind of one displacing the other.
Thank you, Curtis. Curtis Bosma, Vice President of Producer Services with High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Vacations are exciting and can produce multiple positive experiences. It may be a time to think and dream more broadly about what is possible.
For many people, the first hurdle to overcome is believing that a vacation is possible for them. They may think that they cannot take time away from their businesses or they can't afford it.
Thoughts are powerful. If you believe that a vacation is not possible, you are right. It may sound ridiculous, but if you believe something can happen, it starts some things into motion.
What you believe sets your mind up to be able to look for options to make it happen or solve any potential problem standing in the way. There are many miracles associated with taking a vacation, but only those who act will enjoy them.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
And there's the bell. Food safety should be a consideration for parents as they pack school lunches for their children. USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says most important to remember from a food safety perspective, keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold.
What I find is a lot of people don't realize how many things are perishable and how important it is to keep foods cold, especially when we're talking about packing lunches for younger kids.
A brown paper bag lunch is not the way to go.
Pack your child's food into an insulated container. For many different reasons, using an insulated bag is the way to go. It helps keep that cold air in, will help keep your food safe and cold for the appropriate amount of time until lunchtime.
More back to school and school lunch food safety tips are available through USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, or by email at mphotline@usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.